Welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow. This is a moving river podcast hosted by multifaceted entrepreneur and transformational coach, Bia Marie Anin. In this podcast, we want to help you discover the concept of flow and show you ways to get into flow and how you can keep your life flowy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to a very special episode of 52 Weeks of Flow, where we bring our journey full circle. My name is Bia Marie Anin, your guide through this exploration of the depth of human potential and the transformative power of living in flow. As we gather today, we're not just concluding a season. We're celebrating a milestone in our collective journey towards understanding, embracing, and embodying the principles that foster a life of abundance, fulfillment, and relentless growth. Over the past year, we've embarked on an odyssey together, traversing the landscapes of human consciousness, delving into the mysteries of the mind, and uncovering the secrets to unlocking our fullest potential. We've explored the essence of flow, the state where everything just clicks and our action and thoughts align with our purpose, creating a seamless stream of productivity and joy. Our discussions have taken us through the realms of mindfulness, where focus and presence serve as the keys to entering this beautiful state. We've learned that flow is not a destination, but a journey, requiring continuous engagement, curiosity, and an openness to the lessons that life presents us. Through conversations with thought leaders, healers, and pioneers, we've gathered a wealth of insights. Carmen Benton, for example, reminded us that resilience is the foundation upon which the house of flow is built, teaching us that our capacity to bounce back from challenges is integral to maintaining our flow state. Dominique Levesque, with her story of unconventional living, illustrated the courage it takes to step off the beaten path and find flow in the unknown. Embracing the unconventional is not just about rejecting norms, but about listening deeply to your inner guidance, she shared with us, encouraging us to find flow in authenticity and courage. We also revisited the timeless wisdom of Albert Einstein, who famously stated, "You cannot solve a problem with the mind that created it." This principle guided our discussions on mindset, emphasizing the importance of evolving our perspectives and embracing change as the river that leads to new horizons of understanding and possibility. Our journey also led us to explore the power of embracing feminine wisdom, a call to balance, intuition, and interconnectedness. We discussed how integrating this wisdom into our lives, regardless of our gender, can lead to a more harmonious and flow-filled existence. The feminine way is the way of the water, fluid, powerful, and life-giving, one of our guests eloquently put it, inviting us to embrace these qualities within ourselves. As we've navigated the seasons of the soul, we've uncovered that the essence of living in flow lies in our ability to embrace change. Like the river that carves its path through the landscape, change shapes us, molds us, and propels us forward. It is the constant motion of life that we find our greatest opportunities for growth, transformation, and the manifestation of abundance. And abundance, as we've come to understand, is not merely a measure of material wealth, but a state of being that reflects our inner fullness, joy, and gratitude. Judy Moreo reminded us that abundance flows from a heart that is open to receive and a mind that is willing to perceive the limitless possibilities that surround us. And with that, she was encapsulating the shift from scarcity to abundance. As we draw this season to a close, I invite you to reflect on your own journey through the lens of flow. How have the principles we've explored resonated with your experiences? And in what ways have you noticed the presence of flow in your life, and how can you cultivate it more deeply? Remember, the journey to living in flow is not linear. It is a spiral, ever evolving and expanding as we grow and change. The lessons we've shared, the stories we've told, and the wisdom we've gathered are markers on a map, guiding us towards a life lived with intention, purpose, and profound joy. To all our guests, thank you for your vulnerability, your wisdom, and your light. And to you, my beautiful listeners, my beautiful audience, thank you for your curiosity, your engagement, and your openness. If you have missed any of the episodes, please go back and re-listen or listen for the first time of the wisdom of those amazing women, of my amazing guests. And as we look to the horizon, ready to embark on new adventures, I'm in preparation of season 2 already. Let's carry the essence of flow with us, embracing each moment as an opportunity to live more fully, love more deeply, and flow more freely. And that's it. That's it for today. That's our show. As we part ways today, remember, the end of one journey is simply the beginning of another. And in May, we're gonna relaunch 52 Weeks of Flow Season 2 with, oh my God, already amazing guests lining up. So if you would like to be considered as a guest, then please visit my website, www.superwoman.coach, and apply to be a speaker on this podcast. Until next season, may your days be filled with purpose, joy, and an abundance of flow. Thank you for being part of this journey. And until next time, keep shining, keep learning, keep growing, and keep flowing.